conditioner too?
Just one.
So I'm actually today, I'm talking to people about Valentine's Day. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
With my wife, yeah.
Do you get her a gift?
Yes.
Have you already, it's tomorrow, so have you already bought one?
Card.
A card, okay. Do you get a gift as well with that?
Not yet.
But are you going to?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Pick her out to dinner. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Originally from Port Simpson and lived in Rupert here pretty well all my life, but I moved south to Richmond.
And how long have you been married?
62 years.
62 years?
That's right.
What's the secret? How do you make it last that long?
Love. Love.
That seems so simple.
Uh-huh. It may sound simple, but it isn't sometimes. There's bumps, but you learn to work it out. The real secret is never go to bed mad.
Is that your number one rule?
Yeah.
And does she do the same thing?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Wow. Is your wife here?
Oh, yeah. She's here somewhere.
Where do I find her?
Right down the end.
Seaside.
What is she? What does she look like?
Mona.
Mona?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go see if I can find Mona.
Yeah, 62. Yeah, we'll be 63 in July.
Wow. Now, do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Usually we do it quietly. It's just the two of us.
Do you get him a gift?
I give him a hug. No, to me, it's the feelings aside from the gift. But a gift would be nice, yes. Yeah.
And how do you make it work after all those years? How do you make it last, a relationship that long?
Marriage is for two people to work together, to understand each other, to be a team. There's little bumps along the way, but you can work it out as a team by talking it over. May not be all understanding, but you're willing to learn. So this is what I learned.
And why do you think your relationship, you've been able to work together as a team when so many relationships fail?
I cannot say it in a few words, in a few minutes, but I would say it worked because you want it to work, because you love each other. Love is that's a wonderful thing. It gives you understanding, and it helps you understand your mate. And I think that's important nowadays, that you must listen to each other and understand. Yeah.
What's it like to hear Mona's depiction of your relationship? Does that sound about right to you?
That's pretty close.
Pretty good. Okay, well, congratulations. 63 years, that's something to celebrate, I would say.
Yes, I'm very pleased with that. It's very, well, you can't see into the future the first day you get married.
Yeah.
And it is, as the years go by, you start to wonder and then you start to be amazed at how the world opens up to a couple that want to do it. And, the whole world opens up to you, and there's so much good things in this world. And I love this guy, although he has his mouth full when he's talking.
So I just got married last year. Do you have any advice for me?
Ooh, wow. I usually say just what I said, to understand each other, to be open to each other. But I can see how happy you are, so you're doing something wonderful.
That's great. Thank you so much. Okay, well, enjoy your time here. I know you're from here and are visiting again, so have fun.
Thank you very much.